life is a mess and you're totally stressed out, just call Trent. Just call Trent. When your wife is cold as ice and you need some advice, just call Trent. Just call Trent. He'll shoot it straight and he won't say no. He'll just give you that advice and say, well, there you go.
Oh, hello and welcome to another episode of There You Go with Trent Mabry. I, of course, am your host, Trent Mabry. Today, my guest is Alex Tobin. How you been? I haven't seen you in a little bit.
I know, last time we saw each other was at Hi Hello Comedy Show.
Yeah, very, very good comedy show.
Very good comedy.
Hi Hello at Fiction Bar.
A.K.A. Hola Hola.
Hola Hola.
Comedy show.
It's run by a very funny guy, Nico, and Nico, some other guy, some asshole.
Some other guy.
Yes, yeah. No, but he threw me on. Some guy was late. It's not some guy. Daniel Simonson was late.
Some guy, you mean a guy on television? Todd Glass.
Yeah, not Todd Glass, but yeah, it was a fun show. You run a great show.
Thank you. I'll pass that on to management.
If you're in the New York tri-state area, make it out to Hi Hello comedy show.
Hell yeah. Different comedy show.
That is a different comedy show. I haven't been to that one. No, but I do love your background. If this is the audio version of the podcast that you're listening to, Adam has a Zoom background of myself, Trent Mabry.
My name's Alex, you dick.
Oh, did I say Adam?
I said Adam.
I'm sorry.
I'll be whoever you want for me, Trent. I am yours.
Oh, I really just wanted to have Adam Christopher back on.
I did too. I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah.
He should be.
He's very busy.
He's very busy.
You got nothing going on. What did you do today?
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked because I didn't want to tell you, but I box a little.
Really? You box?
I just started, so I'm not a good boxer.
Yeah.
I can knock you the shit. I can knock you out. That's just my good looks.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought I'd give it a go.
Have you always been into boxing? Like, were you a fan of the sport?
No. I'm a pacifist.
Yeah.
So I just, my hands are always down, is what I'm trying to say. Run around like, I'm Floyd Mayweather without just a little less punching.
Yeah. So do you go to a gym? A boxing gym?
Yeah, you think. No. Yeah, Church Street Boxing. A friend of the show, Aaliyah Bajoric, introduced me to it.
Friend of the show? I've never heard of her.
She's a long-time friend of the show.
So how long have you been doing that?
3 weeks.
Really? And what do you get in the ring, you put the gloves on, you have headgear?
No, not yet. I'm not good enough yet.
Not good enough for headgear.
I think it's just because I'm too deadly.
Yeah.
I would destroy anybody. So that they're withholding me.
That's fair. That's fair. So what have you been doing? You've been shadow boxing? You shadow box? You get in the mirror?
No, not the mirror. I break mirrors too easily. You do drills and stuff in the gym and you just get better at technique and whatnot, but it's too boring to talk about.
No, I want to talk about it. This is my podcast. Yes. And I wanted to get into the specific details of your adventures in the boxing gym. Did you ever play Rock'em Sock'em Robots as a child?
I have not.
Really?
I've seen other people play it.
Yeah. It's more fun to watch, really. It's kind of a boring game. You get the idea one time, and you're like, all right, this is enough.
Bam, head comes off.
Yeah.
Do you think the inventor's head came off, and I was like, wow, I have an idea?
One can only hope.
One can only hope.
His head was attached to a spring.
Not even a spring. It's just like a shaft.
Well, let's not get into shafts. I had an eventful day. Well, first of all, do you feel like you're getting into shape? You're getting, well, not that you're out of shape, but you think you feel better after you've been working out at the gym?
A bit.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell.
It's only been 3 weeks. Yeah.
3 weeks.
Do you think you're going to quit comedy and become a professional boxer?
Oh, yeah. That's the hope.
Are you going to fight Logan Paul? One of the Paul brothers.
I'm going to challenge his comedians. Like Eli Ruffer, you're next. Little scrawny boy. I don't like fight lower than me. That I don't go up.
Yeah, I feel like comedians would be like your safest bet to fight somebody.
Yeah, except for like Nathan Orton.
Yeah, I love that you're really just dropping names of people that nobody outside of New York would know.
But yeah, but brother Randy Orton.
That's true.
He has a clan of people that could kill me, and I'm sure he has the capability as well.
He does seem like a tough guy, yeah.
Nathan, if you're out there.
I don't think you listen.
If you're out there, which I'm sure you are out there.
I just put my headphones up.
Oh. You're afraid.
Yeah, you got me nervous. I didn't know you were training in the gym. Now I'm gonna hold back. I'm gonna keep an arm's length away from you.
I'm not good.
Yeah, well, I assume that.
Thanks.
No problem.
I was really in for some compliments, but you were just like, you know, I agree.
No, I knew what you're doing. I go the opposite. Yeah, you're originally from where? Chicago?
Chicago, suburbs of Chicago.
Rosemont?
Close enough.
And how long have you been in the Big Apple, New York City?
April 2021.
Very nice. And you're enjoying it so far?
Yeah. I get. What do you want me to say? Yes.
No, I want you to be honest.
Oh, then only because I met you has it been worse.
I feel the same way, but I'm glad that you were the one that said it first. Now we can really air out our grievances.
Ever since we talked at that noodle saloon, I've been itching to tell you that you've made my experience way less enjoyable.
We weren't the only ones talking at the Noodle Saloon. Everybody in the crowd was talking at the Noodle Saloon.
Hey, talking to yourself.
That was I enjoyed the noodles at the Noodle Saloon. The performing aspect, not so much.
Listen, I can go on about noodles, homemade, not homemade. I love noodles. That's my take.
Yeah, you're the noodle comedian.
I'm the noodle comedian. Stay away, noodles. That's what they tell me.
I've heard people say that to you. And I didn't understand it until just now.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty deep. Listen, can we call Adam? You get this thing go like you pick the most boring person. Like even I'm doing so much here. I got your face here.
Yeah. No, and you're definitely putting in the effort.
Putting in the effort. I wear my Comedy Mob t-shirt.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Hate Comedy Mob.
Oh my God. We might not be able to put this one out.
Oh no.
I had an interesting day, Alex.
Oh, geez, Trent. I can't wait.
I have a dog named Luna.
You have a dog named Luna.
Yeah. And I was walking her today on the sidewalk. and you know, they do their business. She's taking a shit. I get the bag ready to pick up the shit. I pick up the shit. I look. She's got shit all over her ass. All in the fur. Now we're 3 blocks from home.
3 blocks from home.
Yeah. So
farther than when I had shit in my ass.
When did you have? How far away were you when you had shit in your ass?
I can count the number of days on a calendar as I've had shit in my ass. I was about 2 miles out.
So you think 2 miles out is less longer than 3 blocks away?
I was going longer, but
oh,
I was trying to describe how my situation was worse than your dog's, and trying to draw pity from you about shit in my ass 2 miles out. But carry on about your little dog story.
So you know, you have to walk all the way back. People are staring at the dog. They're like, oh, they're disgusted. Everyone's looking at my dog's ass.
I think they might be looking at you, but carry on.
That's a possibility as well. But so we get back, and then I got a carrier. Luckily, she's a small dog, because I don't want her running all over my roommate's couch and stuff. So I got a carrier to the bathroom. I get some paper towels. I dampen the paper towels, and then I really got to get in there, clean the dog up. Mm-hmm. Now, I wish I had like a dog bidet or something. I would feel like that would have been easier. But I had to use paper towels.
Water bottle.
A water bottle. I should have called you. I never thought about that.
Right in the pooper.
Yeah. So then I shaved her a little bit, trimmed up the asshole area.
Shaved the asshole area just to get the shit out.
Just to get the shit out and to hopefully prevent it from happening again.
The hair will grow back, but
that, well, yes, you got it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that will, it will happen again, the hair.
Well, you got to keep an eye on it. You got to.
I'm always looking.
Yeah, me too. It's, you know, it's like you gotta look, you gotta check it out.
Yeah, it's like misogynistic, but yeah, I always look at a dog's ass when it goes by.
You think it's misogynistic, even if it's a male dog?
Yeah, because you know they have rights, and what can you do?
That's fair.
We're looking at a dog's ass.
That's true.
It's not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. It's just the society we live in.
That's the society we live in, and I will fight for it. For as long as I'm alive, I will fight to look at a dog's ass. Go a little further if I can, but
I think that's really all you need. That's
all you need.
Yeah.
The Beatles wrote that.
Exactly.
Yeah, dog's ass is all you need. That's the Beatles wrote.
Well, thanks for doing this, Alex.
You're welcome.
No, I appreciate it. I'm gonna explain, if this is your first time listening, this is an advice podcast. Now, if you need advice, you can email me at advicefromtrent@gmail.com. That's advicefromtrent@gmail.com. And that's what this person did this week. I'm going to pull it up on my iPhone 7 Plus.
Yeah, that's a good iPhone. You can get it in stores now. Amazon, a couple $100.
Exactly. Great product. Thank you for your ringing endorsement. The subject is, what was I saying? Hey, Trent, hope you're doing well. I'm your biggest fan. I love the podcast, and I absolutely love your comedy. Well, that's very nice.
Wow, that's very nice, because yeah, No one does.
I'm writing you today because I'm a dumb idiot with terrible taste, and I'm trying to become smarter.
Come on, man.
I promised myself I would try to read a book a month this year, but lately I've been getting very distracted and staring at my phone for hours instead of reading. It took me an hour and a half just to write this email. I was wondering if you had any tips on staying focused for extended periods of time. Thanks, signed, Can't Focus in Fort Worth.
Wow. This you, Trent?
No. Okay. I did get an email earlier that I think may have been from a hater.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I can't repeat a lot of what it said, but it...
Oh, man, that's...
This is calling me very hurtful names.
Wow. Oh, geez. I hope that person finds due process. Gets adjudicated in the public eye.
Well, yeah. Well, I just know that they're probably just angry with themselves.
Yeah, no. No one likes the person, so.
Yeah.
They can't focus in Fort Worth. Well, you got to get out of Fort Worth.
Well, it is an exciting city. There's a lot to do. It's a sensory overload in Fort Worth. Yeah,
Dallas.
Yeah.
You got Arlington.
You got... exactly.
You got a Six Flags.
Oh, really? Are you a big amusement... You don't strike me as a big amusement park guy. Do you like
more the amusement park?
Huh?
I'm more of just a park guy.
Just a park guy. You don't like the amusement.
I'm not big. I don't amuse well.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't like rides.
Oh, you don't like fun?
No, I don't.
You don't like fun? You don't like joy? Happiness?
Not really.
Exhilaration?
No.
Wow. Your hair would swoop back pretty nicely though on a ride.
That's true, but I'm very self-conscious about my forehead.
Oh, this one?
Well, I mean, it's under there, yeah, but you can't see it.
Well, it's right here.
There's a little part showing, sure. But there's a lot more where that came from. And that's why I keep the bangs.
Can't focus. Speaking of can't focus, it took you an hour and a half to write the email, huh?
Yeah.
That's apparently a long
time. Well, they kept getting distracted.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm looking out my window right now. Have you ever think about blackout curtains, mister?
I had blackout curtains in Indiana.
Wow.
The sun shines bright in Indiana. You need the blackout curtains.
You don't want to see out there.
No, you don't.
You don't need to see much out there. I got extremely see-through curtains.
Really? Are you sure it's not a shower curtain that you hung up?
No, it's more just like a couple of strings of floss hanging. That's it's one of those like 70s beads, but just floss. It's pretty see-through. But hey, it looks like my curtains went through one of those paper shredders.
That's actually I like that idea. It's maybe a good idea. Like, I think a dentist should do that. Instead of a door to the dentist chair, just mm-hmm. strings of floss, and you get it parked so away.
You can, like, accidentally, caught, like, part of your door is on my tooth. I'm so sorry. And you're just like, I'm getting wrapped in floss. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. But, I think you're right. I think Fort Worth is an exciting city. There's a lot of distractions.
Too much.
In Fort Worth. You got to get out. So that would be
Fort Worth.
What's that?
We have a cousin in Fort Worth. Are you my cousin?
I don't know. Well, do they have a tough time staying focused, your cousin?
Yeah, because they're in Fort Worth.
That's true. Everybody.
Everyone's running around like, oh my God, what? More. There's so much to do in Fort Worth. There's so much more to do in Fort Worth.
Fort Worthwhile is what they call it.
Wow. That's worth it? I think so. How about 40 things to see?
That are worth it.
That are worth it. I'm going around your face. I'm orbiting around you, Trent. It's all I can do.
Well, I do have a certain animal magnetism.
You are an animal.
That's true. Now, do you have a tough do you have a tough time staying focused?
Yeah, I mean, the thing I've been avoiding the question. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at it. There's a phone. There's a glass of water.
Yeah.
There's a used napkin. There's so many things. There's a screen in front of me. I've been looking at my computer this whole time. I'm so sorry.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Oh, then never mind. I take that back.
No, you're doing a great job, I think.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? Do you like to read?
No, I haven't read since eighth grade.
Really? Yep. Do you remember the last book you read in eighth grade?
How to Read for Dummy. That's it. I was like, nope, can't do it.
Didn't take.
Probably the Hunger Games, Probably the Hunger Games.
Oh, really? I never got into the Hunger Games.
Yeah, it's quite the epic tale. A lot of death.
Yeah.
So fun. There's a bow and arrow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think Jennifer Lawrence is in that book.
She's pregnant, too, which is good for me because my baby knocked her up. No, that's my dream, though. You know, I saw on Twitter that the Twitter broke the news of J-Law's baby, by the way.
Really?
Eight things about Ukraine in the middle of it was like, J-Law's pregnant and more death and destruction from Ukraine. And but I was like, wow, that's really cool. J-Law's pregnant. And go back to sadness. You know, I found out most of my family's from Ukraine.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's pretty true. Kiev or Kev.
I've seen people pronouncing it Kiev.
Kiev. Ooh, yeah. That's not good.
No, I don't like that.
I know a few people.
And what do they say?
They say Kev Dog. they say Kevin for long.
Yeah.
Kev Dog for short.
Kev Dog.
Kev Dog.
And how are they feeling? Are they excited about the stuff going on in Ukraine or?
Oh, they're dead. So. Oh. But they were dead for a while.
Yeah.
It wasn't recent. Family history, lineage, history of family members from Kev Dog. but it was Kev Dog, but it was USSR Kev Dog. So.
Oh.
Not Ukraine Kev Dog. No.
And then did you ever meet these people? Would you ever speak to them?
No.
No, just ancestors that you've heard about.
Lineage. Just
lineage.
Paper.
Have you ever done the ancestry.com DNA no, test?
But my cousins did, and they found out terrible news. They found out that they have, from that region of Eastern Europe, there is a thing called BRCA.
Okay.
To brag, but I have it too.
What is it?
Well, I know it sounds something like an environmental award. Like, oh, thank you for this BRCA.
Yeah.
But it's actually a rare gene passed down from that Eastern European Jews that means I basically have a 50-50 chance at getting cancer.
Oh, wow. That's terrible news.
No, it's pretty great news because you know why it's a great news?
Why is that?
Because I'm a hypochondriac and I was pretty sure I had it.
Yeah. So you were right.
I went from 100% sure to 55.
Oh.
So I'm doing pretty good today, Kev Dog.
Well, congratulations. That is good news. I'm happy for you.
Decreased my care risk by 50% today. So.
See, I would think it would have the opposite effect where now you're like almost certain you got a 50-50 shot.
Yeah.
You're almost certain that you have it.
I'm almost certain, but not certain, almost.
So you're a hypochondriac, but you're an optimist.
Yes, I'm a hypo optimist. I'm a hippo optimist. People are gonna live, Kev Dog. No, but back to the back to the guys, poor guys question. We assume it's a guy. We don't have any female viewers.
Very few.
Very few. Probably the people who came to see me. Hi, ladies. To stay focused, I would say do one thing at a time.
Do one thing at a time.
I am an engineer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? People always say they're an engineer, and then I go, okay, that's cool, but I never know what an engineer does.
Well, specifically industrial engineer. Technically, I didn't graduate, but I'm just kind of telling the whole world this. By the whole world, I mean your mom. And you're maybe this guy who's watching, Kev Dog.
Yeah.
Engineer, didn't graduate, one credit short, whatever. My job didn't know. So I have a degree, and I specialize in lean engineering, lean manufacturing, which is essentially the idea of doing one thing at a time makes things better. It's called one-piece flow. Not really. So basically, you just got to do one thing at a time. It seems counterintuitive. You think you do a bunch of things at once to get them all done at once, but you do one thing at a time, complete that, get a snowball effect going. You stay focused on one very small thing. You get you get that whole thing going where you're like, oh, I can actually do this, because you have that knowledge that you just did something. So you have that momentum going for the next thing. So you very small thing at once, and you continue to build. That's how you stay focused. You stay focused on one very tiny thing. You learn how the muscle memory that, and then you're good. You're golden.
That's good advice, actually. I think it's the best piece of advice that's ever been given on this podcast.
Well, I didn't email myself for nothing. No, I wasn't, man. I'm not in Fort Worth. Are you kidding me?
Cousin, Kev Dog.
Yeah, Dallas right there. What do you need Fort Worth for?
I agree. Just get rid of it. Dallas should invade Fort Worth, but that's a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
So try to focus on just doing one thing at a time. Now the cell phone makes it hard because you're addicted to the cell phone. Now I'm not saying you specifically, Alex, but in general, a lot of people are addicted.
No, Trent.
You threw it over your shoulder.
Over my shoulder. No, I was hitting you in the head.
Now I enjoy reading.
You enjoy reading.
Yeah. Last book I read, The Hunger Games.
Ooh, good book. I've never read it.
No, but I enjoy reading. But I will say this. I'll get on a good roll, and then I'll read a couple chapters, and then two chapters in, I'll be like, I should check my phone. I should Google Jennifer Lawrence pregnant ? And see if she's knocked up.
She is.
And she is. And congratulations.
There's so much worse news in Ukraine right now. But sure, focus on Jennifer Lawrence's baby.
Yeah, so that's what I do. I try to stay away from all that. You know, I just look up Jennifer Lawrence all the time, constantly.
It's a good thing to look up.
Yeah. So then I'll spend hours just scrolling through Jennifer Lawrence.
Don't look up her new movie coming out soon.
I think it's already out.
Yeah, but we post this in the past.
Oh, that's true.
This will come out. President's
Day. Yeah, we recorded this a while back, and I sat on it, waiting for the perfect time to release it.
Hey, Ukraine, watch out! There's some. You better get some bullets flying soon. But you hear it for me. Here from this guy. Hey, ooh.
But. So I will get distracted when I read. I'll just scroll hours on my phone. The book is sitting on my lap. The book is feeling left out. Like, what happened to me? I thought we were having a good time. So what I will do is I will leave my, I'm so lazy. I will leave my phone in another room.
Oh.
And then I'll be so lazy. I won't get up to go get it. I'll just continue reading.
Hmm.
Sometimes when I was back in Indiana, I would leave it in the car, which is harder to do in New York when you don't have a car. Sometimes I'll leave it on the subway.
Well, see, I'm in a studio, so I don't have another room, Trent. I don't know if you're trying to flex on me by having roommates, but I'm in a studio. No other room So I say I'm in a kitchen. I'm just in the one room I have.
Oh, well, maybe like, do you have a microwave?
No.
No? An
No.
oven?
I have an oven.
Maybe put the phone in the oven if you don't have another room.
Hey, the Holocaust is real, Trent. Jesus. God damn it, Trent. What's wrong with you? I mean, the phone in the oven. What are we talking about? I'm right here.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry. I'm
That's fine.
sorry.
My mom's dad's brothers all died in the Holocaust. You're trying to put me in the oven right now? Put
No,
me
not
in the
you.
oven.
The phone. The phone.
Oh, the phone. Oh, you mean this
I
little
can
thing?
see the confusion. Yeah.
You mean this little thing?
The thing that is blending into the green screen.
What? Green screen. Well, what I wouldn't give for it just be like a picture of the Holocaust on my phone right now to pull up.
That's your background.
This is my background. I just change it to some atrocity behind me.
Yeah, so I would try to keep the phone at least an arm's length away.
Foot's length. Your feet
Yeah,
can land.
foot's length, something like that. Or my girlfriend told me this story. Her neighbor back home was a doctor. All right.
Cool.
And apparently during medical school, he would have somebody tie him to a chair. So he wouldn't get up. Yeah, no, not whip them. He would
Oh.
tie them to the to, have somebody tie him to the chair so he could study without like, oh, without getting distracted. Which seems like maybe I wouldn't want to go to this doctor.
No, I would ejaculate too much from being tied down to a chair. You see that scene in Casino Royale? Daniel Craig is tied to a chair.
And he ejaculates all over the place.
It coats the place. It's like it's that scene in SpongeBob. We got the white paint everywhere. That's Daniel Craig. I'm so full of chock full of references. James Bond and SpongeBob. That's the only two things I know.
You're the millennial Dennis Miller.
Oh yeah. Ooh.
Hey,
Sorry,
chop, chop.
I'm not Todd Glass. I'm sorry I can't pull an act out of my ass. All right.
No, it's fine.
I'm no Jimbo Khalifa or whatever is. I'm no Sarah Christopher or Adam Bergmark. There's so many people you've been on your podcast that you've just been outshining me right now.
No, I think you're doing a great job.
Ah.
I do think the just try to do one thing at a time. Not only is that good advice for this guy, it's a good advice for life.
But Trent, I recommend you try comedy once more. And then
That's
kaput.
it. Cut the cord.
Yeah, for you, I recommend everything. I just against, but don't think that I'm telling you how to live your life, but
Yeah.
everything I said, don't worry about it.
Well, I was thinking about taking up boxing.
Oh, really? Tell me more about it.
Well, I've gotten to this gym. It's called the Tribe Church Gym or some shit like that.
You try it, you church, and you don't,
Yeah.
the gym.
And I say, oh God, this is not for me.
It's not for you. You gotta really want it, Trent. And
That's
boy, are my arms tired.
so what we gotta do is do one thing at a time. Now, if you find yourself getting distracted by the phone, put it in another room. If you don't have another room, leave it out on the sidewalk, leave it out somewhere on the subway, throw it out the window.
Out the window.
I would suggest putting it in the oven, but I don't want to offend anybody.
Hey, if you're not Jewish, it won't offend you, but
Yeah. If you are Jewish, find figure something else out.
I have three settings on my oven: low, medium, and atrocity. So that's all. That's the oven I purchased.
Well, that's an interesting purchase.
I want to never forget, and boy, have I not forgotten. Never again, I say, and it hasn't happened again.
Not yet, and hopefully never will.
Never
I
will.
know that's a
Well,
strong stance to take that you hope the Holocaust doesn't happen again, but I'm gonna use
again.
my platform to say it. Anything you want to plug, Alex?
Yeah, your nose. There you go. I want to plug Hi Hello Comedy Show every other Friday.
Yeah, it's a very good show.
Fiction Bar Cafe, Williamsburg. No one's going to come from this, but if you enjoy my atrocity humor, boy, will you love my macaroni necklace joke at Hi Hello Comedy Show, Fiction Bar Cafe, March 11th.
Yeah, it is a fun show. I enjoy it.
Yeah, he did a James Bond joke there.
I did do a James Bond joke.
Yeah, and jokes y'all on Twitter.
Alex, very funny joke writer. A good comedian.
Very funny joke writer, but just a good comedian. yeah. No, good assessment. Oh, he's hilarious at stand-up, but comedian.
No, very funny comedian.
All right. We'll see about that.
Well, we'll see at the next Hi Hello Comedy Show. What date is that?
Hola Hola Comedy Show. March 11th.
March 11th. Check it out. And you can follow me on Twitter at Trent Mabry, on Instagram, Trent_Mabry. And like the podcast, subscribe, rate, review, all that shit. As always, this is Trent Mabry signing off. Bye-bye.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Mabry has left the building.